You are catching the wave with a brand new vibe in quartet music on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Keep it live. The hottest mix ever. 50,000 watts of power. 50,000 watts of praise. You're listening to
NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
In HD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
You are listening to one of the hottest DJ on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, DJ and radio host, the traveling preacher, Catch the Wave.
Let me see whether y'all remember this. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through, yeah. Oh yeah, while traveling, this lonesome road
is not so easy.
No, 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 it ain't no. I have to bear a cross in this old life if I want my crown. Let me tell y'all this. There's a few folks roads to travel. Home. I want to hear the Lord tell me,
welcome home.
One more thing I want to leave with you. Sometimes while on this journey, I get discouraged. How many of y'all get discouraged sometimes? When every road I try to choose seems like disappointment leads me there. Yes, they do now. But I realize if I want some sunshine, I have to have rain. I'm right about again. And if I want some joy in this whole life, I have to have pain. Here's another thing I'm going to leave with you. A few more burdens to bear. Tears to shed down here. Oh, I hear the Lord say, welcome home. I want to hear the Lord tell me,
welcome home.
I write the song that lead the world to prayer. I write the songs to lift you from despair and give you hope to know he's always there. I write the songs, the gospel songs, I write songs for when you're in doubt, and give you faith to know it. He'll bring you out. Songs that say God's great, and He is great without a doubt. I've been blessed from birth to write the song. I've written songs like Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound. Glory to God, I write the song. I write songs like what? A great all glory to God, and let me write the song. Glory to God, I write a song. I even wrote a song that says, Lord, do it. Dedicated my life to writing a song, and I wrote another one that said, Jesus is the best thing that could ever happen. And Jesus is the best thing that could ever. Can I get a witness here? I said, can I get a witness here? Glory to God. Glory to God. When I'm going to look back and say, He wrote the song. Glory.
The Bible says Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So many of our Christians today, if they would admit it, they will tell you that Satan has stolen at least one thing or the other from me. You may even know of someone that used to come to church and sang their favorite song. But for some reason or another, they don't sing it anymore. I would suggest to you that Satan has come in and stolen away their song. You may know of someone that used to shout and dance all over the church. No longer do they shout and dance anymore. Well, I would suggest to you that Satan has come in, stolen away their shout, their dance, and maybe even their joy. But I want somebody that's under the sound of my voice here today, somebody that has experienced the thievery of Satan, I want you to know that I'm serving notice on the devil here today, that we're on our way down to his camp, and when we get down there, we're not coming back to take one or two things. We're not coming back to take some of the things, but I want Satan to know that when we get down there, we're coming back to take everything that is stole from us.
I'm taking back
everything that the devil stole from me.
I'm taking back everything
that the devil stole from me. Taking back my song,
my
game,
my
joy,
my
peace.
I'm taking back
everything that the devil stole from me.
I'm taking back
everything that the devil stole from me.
I'm taking back
everything that the devil stole from me. Taking back my song,
my
game, my
joy,
and my peace.
I'm taking back
everything that the devil stole from me. Look, one day old King David came home to his city called Ziklag. While he was gone, the enemy came in, stole everything that he had. But David encouraged himself, the Lord made up in his mind. Anybody feel like David?
I'm taking back
everything that the devil stole from me. Taking back my song,
my
dance, my
joy,
and my peace. I'm taking
that the devil stole from me.
Look at here. Now we all know that Satan only come to steal, kill, and destroy. And I must admit, there have been times when he's taken away my joy. But I'm serving notice on the devil today. His kingdom is under attack, and I'm on my way down to his camp, and I'm taking my property back. Devil,
I'm taking back
everything that the devil stole from me. I'm taking back.
I'm taking back
everything that the devil stole from me. Taking back my soul, so I can dance, my joy, so I can have some feeling. I'm taking it back.
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 Yes, I'm taking it back.
I'm taking
but
it
first,
back.
I'm gonna make me a list.
I'm taking it
of everything
back.
That is stole from
I'm
me.
Taking it
then
back.
I'm gonna take a little trip.
I'm taking it
down
back.
To the enemy's camp, and
I'm
I wanna know something.
Back.
Does anybody wanna go? Anybody wanna go with me?
I'm taking it
down
back.
To the enemy's camp.
I'm taking it back.
I'm gonna walk right in.
I'm taking it back.
Look him dead in the eye.
I'm taking it back.
Said I'm gonna walk right in.
I'm taking it back.
Look him dead in the eye.
I'm taking
Satan,
it back.
Give me back my joy.
I'm taking
You're in the mix.
You're in the mix with the world's freshest DJ. Keep it locked.
Keep it locked.
If you don't mind today, I want to go back and have some old time church. The way we used to. Praise God right now. I see a new world for me. I heard my grandmama say, I see a new world for me. I heard her when she said,
out of all the trouble,
she would be sitting on the front porch,
over the land and
looking
sea.
Back over her eyes. She said, I see a new world. Yes, I do. Held it over. She used to sing a long time ago. I've been in this world for a long time. Grandmama said, seems like true love has faded away. Nobody wants to be kind. Talk about all this meanness. But children, she would say, you've got to do all you can. You gotta try to hold up God's name so your living won't be in vain. And then I heard her just ease on the sand.
Over the land and sea.
She said, I've seen
a new world.
Yes, I knew. Oh, yeah. I got one more thing to say. I heard Mama say this. I've been in this triumphant way for a long time. My body grew old, but God kept my mind. She would say, even though sometimes I couldn't get around, but I knew one day that my soul would be heaven bound. And then I heard my mama say it again. She said,
over the land.
I wanna just sit down and just rest a little while. I've been living for God a long time, and I deserve to rest a little while. Lord, I've been on your side, yes I have, for a mighty long time, yes.
Am I right about it?
cry.
Ooh, ooh.
Well, then all I want you to do, do for me, want you to close.
Good morning. You are listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. This is Fabulous Friday. Thank God it's Friday. The eagle flies on Friday. I know some of you are getting paid today. I want to help you enjoy your Friday and make it a little easier to get through this last work day for some of us. This is your new host, your new friend, the traveling preacher. Make sure you stay tuned as well, because at 9 a.m. top of the hour, we have a word of today. And I think it will really encourage all of us and push us forward. Also, just a thought for this morning at 8:30, when the devil can't destroy you, he will send things to distract you. So when he can't destroy you, he will send all kinds of things, all kind of people to do or say things to distract you. So let's stay focused on this fabulous Friday as we ride into the weekend. Keep enjoying this great music coming your way.
I woke up this morning, closed in my right mind. Thank the Lord, opening up these eyes of mine. Though I had the same problems in my life that I had when I lay down to sleep last night, and I'm feeling much better to give another day. I didn't turn and that's enough to make me say one more day. Thank you, Father, for another chance. Love my brother one more time. See my family doing fine. Thank you for one more day. One more hour. Touch and smell the pretty flowers. One more minute that I had to try and change to see the world. One minute, turn the TV on and sit down at the table. Grab a bite to eat and I pick up the morning paper. Turn to that page and saw somebody die about my age. Read a little further. Somebody lost a mother. Somebody's sister's gone. My brother never will come home. Father passed away. Somebody child won't see another day. One more day. Thank you, Father, for another chance. Love my brother one more time. See my family doing fine. Thank you for one more day. One more time. That I can touch and smell the pretty flowers. One more day. Try and change the evil world. For a minute, give me my flowers while I can smell them. And if you really love
someone. I think about the better situations they're on. Show them how you feel. It might make you feel much better, but they need to know it's here. One more blessed day. Thank you, Father, for another chance. Love my brother in one more minute. That I have to try and change to see the world. One minute.
We got to change the world in a day.
Gotta do that.
Can't do tomorrow, cause that's too far away. Time to wait on the man. Heaven knows I'm right.
Gotta
do what you can, what you can, with all your might.
Now.
One more day. Thank you, Father, for another chance. Love my brother one more time. See my family truly fine. Thanking you for one more day, one more time. I can touch and smell the pretty star, but yeah. One more minute. Change to see the world. While I'm here,
we got to change the world.
Got to change the world. No, no, got to far away. I will wait for no man.
But
no,
do what you can, what you can. But I'm here,
we got to change the world. No. Far away. I will wait for no man.
I just wanna thank you.
Life is a mist that soon goes away.
To one of the hottest DJ on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, DJ and radio host, the traveling preacher, Catch the Wave.
Without you holding Sunday, I made Jesus my all and all, and from now on, when I'm in trouble, on his name I'll call. If I don't trust in him, I'll be less than a man, because I can't. Hallelujah. Without you holding my hand, Lord, I can't walk without you.
Jesus.
so I know I feel them all over me. I feel them all over me. Let's go on a little further. I want to tell you the history of this friend of mine. He was my grandmother's friend. He was my mother's friend. And some years ago, y'all, when I was down in Star Valley, I didn't have no God on my side. He's my friend, y'all. Sometime I just get to calling on his name. Sometime I just get to calling on his name. The burning bush.
Jesus.
Ezekiel said he saw
Jesus
as a wheel in the middle of a wheel.
Jesus.
David said he saw
Jesus
saw as a bright in the morning star.
Jesus.
But church, I call him
Jesus.
And whenever I'm lonely, he begins to rock me. Let me tell you this, he's my friend, my friend indeed. Oh, he's my friend, a friend indeed.
I'm a living witness that he'll make everything all right for you. All you got to do, 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 all you got to do.
Listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Good morning to those of you who are just joining us on this fabulous Friday. The telephone numbers are 984-733-3977. Once again, 984-733-3977. That is our 24-hour hotline. Also, you can reach us in the studio at 347-215-8049. Once again, 347-215-8049. Visit our website, nfiradio.com. This is your new friend and your new host, the traveling preacher, here with you Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. It's time, 9 a.m., top of the hour, for the word of the day. The word of the day is contentment. We want to talk about and learn how to be content in all situations. You know, Apostle Paul talked about this, being content in all situations, and you can find that in Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13. He says, I'm not saying this because I'm in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances is. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. So the word of the day is contentment. I want us to practice contentment. I want us to learn to be content in all situations. And throughout this show today, I'm going to mention things about contentment just so we can get a clear understanding, so we can start being those people who we are content in all situations, even if we don't like the situations. Because keep in mind what I said at 8:30, if you didn't hear it. When the devil can't destroy us, he will distract us by any means necessary. So we have to stay focused. But thank you for riding this gospel train with me. I hope you are enjoying this beautiful music. You know, the traveling preacher, believe in laughter. So from time to time, expect it when you least expect it, those prank phone calls to get us laughing and enjoying life. And we just want to make sure that in all we do, in all of our knowledge and all of our understanding, that we trust God through it all, and we can laugh and enjoy ourselves as we obey God on our way to heaven. God bless you. I'll be back with you soon. Keep trusting and keep believing and keep enjoying this great gospel music. Welcome to all of you who are just joining us. You are listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. This is your new friend and your new host, the traveling preacher. We talked about contentment at the top of the hour at 9 a.m. for the word of the day. And I want you to understand that being content does not mean that you settle for less or that you are indifferent to your circumstances or that you don't care. It just means that you are not controlled by your circumstances. Our joy doesn't depend on our circumstances. That's what being content is all about, and I want to push that this fabulous Friday and keep on listening, keep on trusting, keep on believing, and know that if you need prayer, you can call us. If you have a song request, you can call us. The numbers are 984-733-3977, 347-215-8049. Catch the wave and keep on listening.
You're tuned into the stellar award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired. Showcase fellowship inspired.
I stood on the bank of Jordan. One day,
just to save us,
my Lord. On the banks of Jordan, just to see.
You took my mother, you took everything.
that was so dear, so dear to me. And why you did that? All I could do was stand there. My heart was heavy laden. I kept on standing on the banks of Jordan.
Just to see.
My heart was heavy laden. There's one more thing I'm gonna tell you. Listen, I know she's waiting. I know my mother is watching. This is what I told her.
sitting here thinking about where I am now, and I'm where I'm supposed to be, in the middle of this wheel. I believe some people try to tell me I'm not worthy of my destiny. Taking care of this myself.
He's the YPWW president for 39 years. He was an old president. But praise God. He said, hear the blessed Savior calling the oppressed. Oh, ye heavy laden, come to me and rest. To come and bring unto him. And I came and I laid him at the altar.
Somebody scream!
Oh God, he's good, isn't he? Nobody else.
I see it's feeling like my grandmama's shirt. Grandma told me with put your hand. See, let me tell you what you do. Hold on.
Welcome to all of you who are just joining us. You are listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. This is your new friend and your new host, the Traveling Preacher. We talked about contentment at the top of the hour at 9 a.m. for the word of the day. And I want you to understand that being content does not mean that you settle for less or that you are indifferent to your circumstances or that you don't care. It just means that you are not controlled by your circumstances. Our joy doesn't depend on our circumstances. That's what being content is all about, and I want to push that this fabulous Friday and keep on listening, keep on trusting, keep on believing, and know that if you need prayer, you can call us. If you have a song request, you can call us. The numbers are 984-733-3977, 347-215-8049. Catch the wave and keep on listening.
I wonder how many of you out there know that God can do anything. I mean that you really know that you know that you know that God can do anything. I'm a living witness that he can do anything, my brothers and sisters, because God is so good.
He can do anything.
Yes, he is. Not just sometimes, but all the time.
He can do anything.
Oh, we serve a good God. Do you know anything about him?
He can do anything.
He's a mighty good God, because God can do anything. He can do anything but fail. That's the hand of God that we serve. Oh, I wish I had a witness up in here.
Maybe your life is filled with pain. And in your health, you just can't seem to regain. I know somebody who's faithful and true.
Raise your hand and say, yes, I know that my God can do anything. How many of you have been on your sick bed and you thought that everything was going wrong, but God stepped in? Maybe your life is filled with pain. And your health, you just can't regain. He can.
I believe it.
Because he's been so good to me. Oh, you just don't know how I feel today. Just knowing that my God can do anything.
Nothing.
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 put heaven first and the thing that's right. You can't go wrong trusting in his word. Jesus will do everything he said. Come on and humble. Someone else. According to Galatians 6:3, you deceive yourself. You can't go wrong trusting in his word. Jesus will do everything he said. Come on. I won't have no worries then.
Just We'd like to do a little tribute to my dad, Bishop F. C. Barnes. He has written a lot of great songs over the years. Here are just a few of the ones that I love. Oh, people, God will heal the land. Hit our area where we live. My dad wrote a song to all the victims. He told them these words. About Jesus.
everlasting Father. He is the Prince of Peace. So many wonderful things. So many wonderful things. So many wonderful things about Him. All God's children will be there.
Hey, we got, you know, we're going to try to do something for, you know, like Lil Darryl.
Okay, Lil Darryl.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try it. Here we go. We're going to call. I'm going to go ahead and dial a number now.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach a Mr. Wilson Campbell.
This is Wilson Campbell. How you doing? Who's this?
How you doing? My name is Brother Springwater, man. Listen, we got paid to actually come by and do some services to for you by some friends of yours. And we wanted to actually call and see about scheduling and see what you had available.
My services. Well, y'all plan on cutting some grass? What y'all do? What kind of services y'all have?
Actually, sir, you've got some friends that have actually spent a great amount of money on you. And what we do is we have a baptismal on wheels service. And what we do is we go and we baptize people at their home. And Baptism on Wheels has been, it's a new company, but we've baptized over 1,000 people now. We have a truck with it, which actually has a baptismal pool on the back of it, and we actually come to your home, and we will baptize you in your driveway and make you whole again. So
Brother Water? Brother Spring? What's your name again? I'm sorry.
Springwater.
Springwater. You want to come to my house and give me a baptism in my front yard?
We want to baptize you right there in your driveway. Your friends are paid for the services. And
my friend? What friend will pay for me to get baptized? I've been baptized already, Doc.
Well, from my understanding, sir, that evidently you've had some bumps and bruises, and they seem to believe that you need to be washed and cleansed again.
I mean, that's all good. That's all good. But, I mean, I've been baptized. I go to church. You know, me and the Lord don't have no problems. I mean, we all have setbacks. But for you to pull up with your pool in front of my house to say you finna baptize me, that doesn't make any sense to me, Doc. I mean,
sir, sometimes when some people are not able to go to the house of the Lord and get baptized, you know, we're making it a lot more convenient for you when we can actually come.
I don't need no convenience. What do I need convenience for? You asking me to come to my house on a Tuesday to baptize me in my driveway, does that make any sense to you, Brother Water? I mean, come on. If you really sit back and think about it, does that make any sense to you
First of all, sir, that's Brother Springwater. But what I'm trying to say is that
water it is, holy water, spring water, it doesn't make no difference to me. You can't come to my neighborhood and baptize me in front of my house.
Sir, what is all the angle?
Pool water.
See, this is what your friends are talking about.
Which one of my friends going to recommend you to come to my house?
I'm not at any liberty to tell you who actually...
Hold up, but you're in the liberty to baptize me, but you can't tell me I'll go see you. But you're not in liberty. What if I... Man, come on. You don't even... Come on. Does that make sense to you, Doc? Come on. That doesn't make any... No way in the world I'm going to allow you to come and bring your pool house and baptize me. Then I'm asking you, you're supposed to be a pastor. You're supposed to be baptized. I'm asking you, okay, which friend of mine is sending you to, you know, letting you know I need to be baptized? You're out at liberty?
Sir, all I want to know, basically, I've already been paid. Scheduled.
Baptizing me. I've been baptized.
I'm going to baptize you on Tuesday in your driveway.
Man, I tell you what, in front of my driveway, you better bring the whole congregation. You understand? You better bring the deacons, the brothers, the sisters, and everybody else, if you think I'm going
to
be baptized.
This is the problem. This is what your friends are talking about. This is why you need to be baptized and cleansed again and washed in the blood of the Lamb. This is what's wrong. You need to be cleansed. That's what's wrong with you, Mr. Wilton.
What's wrong with me? No, what's wrong with you is calling me in the middle of my work day telling me I need to be baptized in front of my house. If I need to be baptized and go get some holy water, I go down to the church. I don't need you coming in front of my house with all your friends and some white sheets talking about you want to baptize me.
From my understanding, Mr. Wilton, you've missed two Sundays already this month.
Two Sundays? So, man, I can go anywhere and get the word. I don't need you coming here because you're telling me I missed this Sunday too because the football game coming on.
Sir, all I know is I've been paid to do a job. I will be there Tuesday morning at 7 o'clock, and we will baptize you before you go to work on Tuesday morning.
I tell you what. You bring your deacons, and everybody else.
Get all of this anger and all of these problems you have within you, we are going to purge your body and get it out your system.
I tell you what. Brother Springwater, is it that Sunday morning?
You're going to get baptized on Tuesday morning.
Pray your sake.
I got one more thing I want to say to you.
I'm talking all you want. I got to go. You understand?
One thing I want to say to you is you listening to me.
What, man?
You just got pranked by your boy Mason.
Hi, I'm Pastor Wilson with True Community Church in Siler City, North Carolina. You're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network in Raleigh, North Carolina. Catch the wave.
In HD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
You are listening to one of the hottest DJ on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, DJ and radio host, the traveling preacher, Catch the Wave.
You are listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. This is your new friend and your new host, the traveling preacher. It is the top of the hour at 10 a.m. on this fabulous Friday. For those of you who are just joining us, welcome and good day to you. If you didn't catch that word of today at 9 a.m. talking about contentment, please go to the website at nfiradio.com and you can click on the show and play it back 24 hours, 7 days a week. Also, I promised that I would say something about contentment every time I came back on. And at 10 a.m. this fabulous Friday, I want to share something else with you about contentment. Keep your life free from the love of money and be content with whatever you have. For the Lord promised us that he will never leave us or forsake us. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, and I will not be afraid. What can a mere man do to me? You can find that in Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 and 6. Let's keep our lives free from the love of money. We understand the word teaches us that the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, and some people sell their souls for money. But anyway, I hope you are enjoying this great music. You are listening to the number one quartet station in the world playing contemporary music, prank phone calls to get you laughing. We have a little something for everyone. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for riding this gospel train with me. You know, I always tell you there could be no me without you. Fabulous Friday. God bless you. Keep on listening. And enjoy.
Jesus is coming again. It may be in the morning, maybe night or two. When he may come, I'm trying to get my work all done, cause
I know
he's coming.
Jesus.
Yes, he
is.
One more thing I want to tell you. When Jesus got ready, stepped on a cloud, and he went away, he told his people, I want you to watch and pray. Said, I'm going away, but I won't leave you alone. Got something to send you, but I must be gone. coming.
He's coming.
Yes, he is. One more thing, you see. When Jesus got ready, stepped on a cloud, and he went away. He told his people, I want you to watch and pray. Says I'm gone away, but I won't leave you alone. Got something to send you, but I must be gone. Said
one day
he's coming.
He's coming.
Yes, he is.
Coming.
Y'all don't mind. Help me tell him he's coming.
He's coming
again.
Again.
He's coming.
He's coming.
Again.
Again,
I know he is.
He's coming.
I know he is.
Again.
Just like he said,
he's coming.
One day
again.
He's coming again.
He's coming.
Somebody said,
again.
When he comes,
he's
he'll be riding
again.
On a great horse. Somebody else said,
again.
When he comes, he'll be riding
again.
Out on a cloud. See, I don't know
again.
Just how he may come. I'm just trying
again.
To have my work done.
But
somebody else said,
again.
When he comes, he's gonna step out
again.
From that cloud. He's gonna plant one foot
again.
Out on the land.
He's
gonna plant one foot
again.
Out on the sea. And he's gonna call
again.
Call all time to eternity.
Again.
If you ain't ready, it's gonna be too late.
Again.
If you ain't ready, it's gonna be too late.
Again.
Time it right now to get ready.
Again.
Time it right now to get ready. Cause he's sure coming.
He's
coming again. Just like he said. Just like he said he was. One day
he's coming
again. I know he is. I know he is. He's coming again.
He's coming
again. He's coming again.
He's
coming again.
Coming again.
Coming again.
Yes, sir.
God.
God. clap your hands.
Standing on your promise.
Whoa. I won't be,
I just won't be.
I'm gonna be just like that tree, yeah. That's planted by the river of water.
Just won't be.
That no matter what comes my way, yeah. I just won't be.
I just won't be.
I'm gonna be just like Jacob.
I just
yeah.
won't be.
He wrestled with the Lord all night long.
Just won't be.
He said, I'm not gonna let you go. Until you bless my soul. Every now and then I tell him I just won't be moved.
I just won't be moved.
I just won't be. Oh no. You've been too good to me. Yeah, no. Said, oh no. Hey, yeah, I don't want to be. Oh no. I'm gonna keep my hand. Keep my hand in Jesus' hand. Yeah, no. Mind. I'm gonna wait on Jesus. I'm gonna be like Job. I'm gonna wait till my chains come. Is there anybody here? You know you're gonna wait. Lift up your hands wherever you may be and tell the devil and tell the devil. You gonna hold on. Don't give up. Don't come around. Stay down. Just wait on the Lord. Yeah, yeah.
You're pretty good.
I won't be. Folks without homes are in.
For a long time I've been slanging, he said, making a lot of money don't bother me, he said, what worries me is I have a soul to save. And he said, Tommy, he said, one of these days, He said, this goes for you and me. We got to get ready, because the Lord is coming to carry us home one day. And he said, Tommy, I want to say this to you. You know what he said? Crying days.
Crying days. Oh,
I won't have to cry. Her cheeks is gone now. But I know he's resting somewhere around God's throne. Up there, no more doubt. You won't be talked about. You won't be buked and scorned. Every day will be like Sunday. And I can imagine in my mind hearing him say these words right here.
It's 10:30 on this fabulous Friday morning. I hope you are enjoying yourself. I am sure having a good time riding this gospel train with you. Thank you so very much for joining us. We are talking about contentment today, and I want to share something else with you about contentment. Contentment is about accepting people and things as they are, and not dwelling on how you wish things were or how you wish things could be or how you wish a person was different or how you wish the situation was different, but accepting people and accepting situations as they are. Because why? We're trusting in God, and we know that he will see us through. You know, you hear this saying that God won't bring you to it unless he's going to bring you through it. And so we want to hold on to this word of contentment, because we're living in a world where people are falling apart. People are just losing control. People are taking their lives. You know, people are just out there wilding out, doing all kinds of wild things because they are losing hope. They are not content within themselves. And I believe we can only find true contentment in the Word of God and with the Holy Spirit inside of us. So keep on living, keep on trusting, keep on believing, keep on pushing forward. And don't ever give up, don't ever quit, don't ever throw in the towel. We have another 30 minutes coming your way. So sit back and relax and enjoy riding this gospel train.
Put your hands together for Uncle Reese featuring Jordan. Can't help myself.
Uncle Reese, Jordan. I can't help myself.
First, let me start by saying I ain't here to judge nobody. Some of y'all looking depressed, soaking in your problems. Worried about tomorrow, and tomorrow isn't promised. My worship is for real. I'm just being honest. I choose to focus on the one who saved my soul. When I think about his goodness, I lose control. And I turn up to another level. We gon' give him all the praise, cause it ain't nobody better. We gon' turn up to another level. We gon' give him all the praise, cause it ain't nobody better. Can't help myself. When I get the praise when I'm in this place, I lose my breath. I can't help myself when I get the brain and I've been this place, I lose my breath.
Get up, catch my breath, ready to worship some more. Please don't look at me funny, because I get excited when I jump around the room. Instead of judging, you should try it. We going like a shotgun, ready to blow. Spin around on the ground like a merry-go-round. Turn down, I can't. Worship goes on in the play. What we do is not a hobby, and I don't care about who's watching. It's my life, and I'm going to live it. It's my praise, and I'm going to give it.
And I turn up to another level. We gon' give him all the praise, cause it ain't nobody better. We gon' turn up to another level. We gon' give him all the praise, cause it ain't nobody better. I can't help myself.
that can save the entire world. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, we have the light. We have that can save the world. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, we have the light. Oh, Lord, that can save the world. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yeah. and I promise again that I never lie to you. Crazy, you took care of everything that I do. I'ma let you use me. Every single thing you do it for me. No, you never, ever, ever leave me lonely. And on a scale from 1 to 10, you want it only. Yeah, and I can tell you love me like that. I'ma keep you above me. Your line. You come to my mind. Everything you cross my mind. You and me, everything's alright. Need you right by my
good day. I cannot believe it is 10:45 on this fabulous Friday. You know they say when you're having fun, time flies. This is your new host and your new friend, the traveling preacher. You are listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We're talking about contentment today. Contentment is about having and keeping a positive attitude even when you're going through difficult times, and not letting your unfulfilled expectation of a person or a situation cause you inner pain. You know, we have bumper stickers, we have T-shirts and all of that saying that we are too blessed to be stressed, or could it be we are too stressed to be blessed? So we want to be those who are too blessed to be stressed. And we show that in the way we live, of being content in all situations. But thank you for riding this gospel train with me. I have enjoyed you. I hope you have enjoyed me. For those of you who maybe came in a little later, you can always go back to the website, nfiradio.com, and catch any of the show that you want. Also, the traveling preacher is signing off. I want you to have a great weekend. Enjoy your weekend. Be safe. And if you don't go to church, I want to encourage you to find a fellowship, to go and visit. You know, just sit back and relax, go and visit, and start getting into being a part of the body of Christ, you know, on a Sunday morning or something like that. I think you will be encouraged. I think that's very important for us to surround ourselves around positive situations where we can praise God and give God some of our time, because he gives us all of these hours in every day, and he does not ask a lot of us. So we want to make sure that we give him some of our time as well, that he so freely gives us. But do me a favor, do me a solid, come back on Monday morning at 8 a.m. We're going to take this ride all over again. You know I'm with you Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., so I want you to join me. Don't just meet me there, beat me there. But take care of yourselves and take care of each other. Until we meet again, I want you to be blessed. Enjoy the last few minutes of this show. God bless you. Catch the wave.
The People's Station.
Put your hands together for the legendary Brother Otis Clay. If I could reach out and help somebody. Come on, y'all. Show him some love, Brother Otis Clay and the Otis Clay Band. Come on, show him some love. Ladies and gentlemen, the legend, the godfather of soul, Mr. Otis Clay.
Happy Mother's Day.
Sometimes I get so depressed when things don't go the right way. But if I can reach out and help somebody, then I've had a good day now. If I can help some sister or brother, show the love what they done. If I can reach out and help somebody, help somebody find their way. If I can reach out, oh, and help somebody, then I've had a good day. And I'm listening. If I could see someone that's hungry, help someone that's lost be found. Have a little mindset on those who right or wrong, then I've had a good day. If someone that's blind can see, brighten up someone's life that's filled with misery. If I can reach out and help somebody, help somebody find their way. If I can reach out, oh,
out there now who might be going down the wrong path. Show him, put him on the right way. Let him realize what he's doing is bad. If I can reach out, oh, and help somebody, help somebody find their way. If I can reach out, oh, and help somebody, I've had a good day. Now come on, oh, reach out, take a hand, make a friend, make this world a better place, and I know you can. Help somebody, come on, help somebody find their way. Why don't you reach out right now and help somebody? And you'll have a good day. Somebody help me.
Help somebody.
Come on.
Help them find their way.
Reach out right now and help somebody. You'll have a good day. Something that the world will never get enough of is love. Sweet love. That's what we need. That's what we want right now. We got to have it right now. Just a little more love and peace is what we need all over. All over this world. We don't need no more war. Think about the children, save the children. Think about the baby. All over, all over, all over this world. Now listen, this is my prayer. This is my prayer. Every day, God bless the children while they are too young to hate. Reach out right now and help somebody. Help somebody find their way. Why don't you reach out right now and help somebody? Then you'll have a good day. Now come on, oh, reach out. Help somebody, help somebody find their way. Why don't you reach out right now and help somebody? All I know, then you'll have a good. Thank you so much. From an album called Walk a Mile in My Shoes. When you have trouble, don't cry. Just remember, God is standing by. And when disappointment comes, they'll soon pass by. Don't you worry, don't be discouraged, and don't cry. Oh, God, I know the Lord is so there. There's no need to cry. It's standing by. And when you have trouble, don't cry. Just remember, God is standing by. And when
You have heartache and you wonder why. He told us that he'd always be standing by.
Network, the number one quartet station in the world.